Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Good afternoon, everybody. Chuck Bonnerill and Julie Hayden here for the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. Truth straight up.
Right. And Chuck, broadcasting today from the world headquarters of the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle, putting the final touches on the September issue. You know, and
powerhouse September issue.
Pardon me?
Powerhouse September issue. Powerhouse September issue.
Oh, powerhouse. I thought you said our house. I'm like, what? What? Well, one of the topics you guys are talking about are all of the ballot initiatives going on in Colorado. And we thought we'd talk about that a little bit today in the show because...
There's really two parts to that. I mean, the ballot issues are the only thing that's important. Right. Every statewide office has already been decided for you. You have no choice. You can vote whoever you'd like. But the Democrat person is going to win. And why are they going to win? I can tell you, they're going to win because there's an adage that I've invented.
That you mention all the time.
I mention all the time. Is if you have an election, a mail ballot election, and one side ballot harvests and the other side doesn't, the one who ballot harvests will win. I've never lost an election in which we ballot harvested, but the other side didn't. It's almost impossible for the other side to win.
Right.
One would ask yourself, why doesn't the Republican Party ballot harvest? You can ask the majority of Colorado Republicans, they think ballot harvesting is illegal. Oh, and if it's not illegal, it's morally reprehensible. But, oh, that's smart. And it's the same as saying, I don't like that three-point line, so we won't use that. We won't shoot any three-pointers. So, brilliant. Brilliant. So why don't Republicans realize that and do it? Well, one is financial constraints, because financial, you know, ballot harvesting requires a great deal of money and requires, you know, you'd have people out in the field and everything else. But quite frankly, you have four congressional seats where they have more money than they know what to deal with, because they're getting it from the RNCC and they're getting it from Americans for Prosperity. And that covers, you know, half the state. And so you could use all that money to do it. No, the real reason is the adage, which is absolutely true. The Republican Party is a party of stupid. And I can tell you, having worked with lots of Republicans, we are the party of stupid. I can't tell you how many people I try to convince they have to ballot harvest, and I feel like I'm talking to a rock.
Well, in part, the Democrats cheat, right? I mean, we've seen...
I'm talking about even... Yeah, of course they cheat.
Right.
Of course they lie, cheat, and steal.
But I wanted to talk, though, about the ballot initiative.
But let me finish this little tirade.
Okay.
And so whatever you vote for statewide issues, you might as well not vote. Go ahead and vote, because it's better.
You mean statewide candidate races?
Huh?
Not statewide issues.
There are a few down ballot ones, non-statewide.
I want to differentiate. You're talking about candidates as opposed to issues.
Yes. Okay. Issues. And so what we have, and we have what I call the Swiss system. In Switzerland, whatever party wins the votes and so forth, it gets more. They actually, all they do is change a chair or two in the cabinet. That's it. One, maybe two. And you think, well, that's the worst democracy ever. But what they have is direct election. For key ones, you can bring it to the national vote, and they have all kind of rules and so forth. But really, important questions go to a direct democracy. And that's what we have in Colorado. The Democrats have rigged the voting to such a degree that you cannot win a statewide election in Colorado as a candidate. You could win a more local one, or you can get a congressional one, which is only a portion of the state, but you have no one. They have not figured out, at least as far as you know, how to rig all the ballot issues, because the when you get a ballot one, you're just going to just check off the Democratic one, just Democrat, whoever the Democrat is, you just go down there and fill it out, or you tell the mentally disabled person or this
Homeless
alcohol.
people that you're voting for, yeah.
Yeah. But a ballot, like we've got 15, there'll probably be more ballots. You go, well, vote this way on this one and that way on this one and this one and that, and it's too confusing for them. Now they'll figure out some program they can put on the computer that'll do it for them maybe somehow. But as of to date, they have not learned how to rig. So you get your vote actually counts in those. There's excitement for you folks. It definitely counts.
And here's the thing. I mean, what's happened is as Colorado, because as you said, because of for all of the reasons, it is pretty much a one party state. And therefore, if you're particularly a Republican, although the Democrats and the more liberal progressives are starting to pick up on this too, if you are a Republican donor, i.e., Philanthropes, or any other big Republican interest, the way what they do now anymore is, and they've been doing it, as you said, sort of since 2016, but it's really come down to a science with Advance Colorado pushing all of these ballot initiatives. And for the most part, they're conservative slash business ballot initiatives, citizen initiated. And that's where
Well, they're
the
both. I mean,
let
there's
me just.
certainly Democratic ones pushed by Democratic groups, and they're very, very much.
But exactly. But I'm talking about the Republicans right now.
Right.
And so that's the way that the big money donors have decided they're going to influence elections in Colorado. They're not going to bother with candidates anymore because they can't get them elected. And even the Democrats are going to have a super majority, I suspect, this session. So they're like, let's just skip the candidates. Let's just go ahead and put all of our money into the ballot initiatives. Now, it costs about $1 to $3 million to get enough signatures to get a petition on the ballot. That's why the Protect Our Kids group is so amazing because they did it with volunteers. But the Anschutz people, the Advance Colorado people, don't
Well,
really.
the Protect Our Children group were also, they're not part of the majority of dumb Republicans. They figured out, because really Advance Colorado did it first. Well, it's just as easy almost to get three signatures for as it is to get one. So if it cost you $1 million per issue, three would be prohibitive. But if you do them all at the same time, you can
You
do
get a
it for a
budget, you have
million,
a budget to
plus
ballot.
some, because it's not totally.
Right. You have the people there.
Worthwhile. So
Well, and
there's.
I think, and everybody's gotten used to that, right? You go places and the people want you to sign a petition. So in Colorado right now, there are, I think, up to like 17 floating around out there, eight already on the ballot. And I mean, it's everything from, banning boys playing in girls' sports, prohibiting, the genital mutilation of children to, protecting your right to natural gas, protecting your right to hunt and fish. But wanted to talk about two of the biggest ones because this is where, as you said, the Democrats have figured this out, that, they can't just let Republicans, or well, at least the business-oriented Republicans like a Phil Anschutz, run the state by putting these initiatives out there. So we have two hugely important battle, competing tax income tax
Right,
initiatives.
right,
And
right.
one would, and then I'll let you explain it in more detail, but one essentially would change the system now where it's a graduated tax,
So
where
the
the
system now is flat.
right. And this would be a graduated tax that would essentially do an end run around Tabor. The legislature could change it, do whatever they wanted with the money. That's the progressive one. The one that is being backed by essentially the Anschutz slash Advance Colorado folks would be a capping that income tax, wherever it
You
is
couldn't
right
raise it.
now. And this
Legislature
is,
couldn't raise it.
I think, to a huge extent, the future of Colorado kind of rides on, well, both could pass, which is actually bizarre, but kind of rides on this.
Oh, I agree with you totally. I mean, already we've seen where the Democratic legislature just piles on more and more regulations, more and more restrictions, more and more anti-business ones. And so when people like Palantir leave the state, the morons that work at Westward all jumped up and down, say, "We
They're
won't miss
happy.
you. We're happy. Goodbye." Even though the Palantir executives all contributed to Democrats, they didn't care. We just don't want to have these. That's the largest market in our
Pesky
country.
businesses that provide jobs and economic opportunities for it. That's so
Yeah,
like
loose salaries and
2024.
So it's just amazing. So it is now that no one in California or Oregon or Washington says, "I'm going to get the hell out of here." Goes, "Well, I'll go to Colorado. I'll go from the frying pan into the fire. That'd be fun." They go to Texas or Tennessee or anywhere else other than Colorado. But if you want to watch, they've done a great job in Washington of getting rid of a lot of more wealthy people, and by doing a billionaire's tax. Colorado's whatever progressive left-wing socialists decided, okay, what we'll do is we'll give a minuscule tax break to all the middle-class people, and we'll pile it on anybody over a few million.
And
And it's at,
businesses.
at, oh, excuse me. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And corporations too. And so if you were thinking of leaving Colorado, well, now you've got a really even more good reason to get the hell out of Dodge.
And particularly as you have an increasing number of red states getting rid of the income tax altogether, right? And so it's like, so if Colorado, well, and here's the thing, what we've seen is the Democrats in Colorado don't want to compete. Oh, sorry, are you okay, Chuck? Don't want to compete.
I'm just fully aware and raring to go.
The Democrats in Colorado, they don't want to provide business opportunities to people. They want the government to do everything. And here's the thing, and they're saying, this is my thing is, so it'll be a small. And first of all, what's middle class, right? That always sounds good, but you know, the devil is in the details. I mean, a lot of times when you define middle class, it's really not middle class. Most people find like they would end up being in the higher tax bracket.
Hey, you may not know it, but you're a rich oligarch.
Okay, yeah. And what's going to happen is, and that's like this time, then as soon as they need more money, as you said, when all the businesses and the rich people flee, then they're still going to need more money because they will have increased all of these
And who are they
services.
going to get it from?
That's right. The middle class, the goalposts will move. Now the middle class will be, you know. So
You may not make any more money, but you will be moved into the rich people class, and that'll
that's
be great for
right.
you.
It's sort of kind of a weird inflationary kind of thing. And as I said, it's I think the way it is now, it is bizarrely possible that both could win. So they're two different, it's not either or, right? And I think there's going to have to be a lot of education because I could see a lot of confused people voting to keep the tax rate the way it is and prevent further tax increases, but also saying, but I'd still kind of like to see those rich people get an increase,
Yeah,
you know?
then it'll be up to our beautiful Democratic-controlled courts. Oh well,
Well, yeah, exactly. And I think
three
what we're
judges
seeing,
are all on the payroll for the government, so we'll be fine.
right. And what we're also seeing is one of the things is we're seeing sort of a shift the legislature because initiatives can go on either through a citizen initiated petition drive or the legislature can refer it. And we've seen in recent elections the legislature sort of trying to preemptively prohibit or
That's a really shitty thing they're doing. The kind
right.
of people are getting signatures for one and say, well, okay, we'll pass a law that even if they win, our amendment will cause them to go not be of any use.
Right. But one of the things that I also wanted to talk because it is an interesting thing because that's what happens when you have a one-party state that does not listen to the people, right? You have the citizens then be and business interests and whoever, right? The right to natural gas. I wonder if natural gas people were involved in that, hunting and
Yeah,
fishing.
do you
You
think?
know, when you have a state where the legislature is proactively, you know, again, trying to
Screwing
ban
you.
natural gas, it's like, okay, well, this is what you get.
Exactly.
And it becomes just this quagmire. And I don't know, like you said, it's hard to figure out how to rig it. I'm sure given enough time, the Democrats will. But the other
And the Republicans, when they do it, will just say, "This is great." You'll get Ken Buck saying, "Wow, we had the gold standard,
gold
but not
standard.
before. We got the platinum standard because there's no way around Republicans always losing. This is so great." They asked Cory Gardner, who has always been a fool, saying, "Why can't Republicans win anymore?" Because I don't know. They're all coming in from California. It must be all income. You're a fool.
Well, but speaking of that, the other thing I think that's interesting that this has done and is doing, and it's only going to get worse, is it makes parties, pretty much like the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, largely irrelevant. Now, the Democrat Party, I think the Democrats figured out years ago, under the Blueprint Colorado, how to just avoid the Democrat Party, right? The official party. Republicans, there's been a lot of infighting, civil war, but I think someone was saying, Lauren Boebert, not that long ago, said the Republican Party in Colorado, the official party, is irrelevant. And I think she's right. It's like you said, if you're a candidate, you're either in, like for the legislature, you're either in a winning district or a non-winning district. If you're in a congressional district, well, then you've got the congressional people, the national people are hopping. So the Colorado Republican Party. And meanwhile, you know, under Britterhorn, it was destroyed. Craig Steiner's basically doing nothing. It has no money. And these ballot initiatives, people are going outside of the system, right? Because the system has, and which makes the system, which wasn't working very well in the first place, become completely irrelevant. And I think that,
Well,
you know,
you
you
know,
talk.
it is interesting, and once again, you can count on Republicans not picking up on this, you know, little tidbit that Democrats have already figured out. While parties are being drawn into, you know, caused to be irrelevant, and the reason why Democrats want parties to be irrelevant is they have these enormous groups that they can. Get volunteers from, they can tons of stuff.
Planned
Republicans
Parenthood, teachers unions, all kinds of stuff.
teachers unions, firemen,
Right.
you know, you can just go down the list.
Government workers, yeah.
Yeah, and they pour money like Planned Parenthood, you know, Colorado. Planned Parenthood is mostly a political organization. Yes, they abort babies, but you know, they also are just a huge political organization. So you funnel enough money in there, and then they just do all these political
Right.
jobs and so forth. But here's this interesting thing. The Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, came down with an opinion which said that you can't prevent parties from quote unquote coordinating with individual candidates or other parties. So or IECs can coordinate. That means that for the Republican Party, they can set up an IEC, which they can raise unlimited amounts as opposed to 3,000, 4,000, unlimited amounts, and they can coordinate with the political party. So you'd set up a headquarters, and that's what Britta was so great about. You know, she had no office, no building, no other thing. But assuming we Steiner can figure out that you ought to get some free office space downtown. You put your IEC on one door and your party on the next door because they can coordinate like hell. So you can really realistically, you can raise unlimited amounts for a party because you can coordinate. So okay, this is $1 million contribution over here. It's a $3,000 contribution over here, but the $1 million is going to tell us what to do. And so it's a huge bonus for political parties and the power they can have in the state. And if the political parties are powerful, that's a good thing for Republicans because they don't have Planned Parents. They don't have all these other ones. But do you think Craig Steiner has the slightest idea that's happened? I promise you he hasn't. He goes,
Well, and
I
that goes back though to
don't
my
even
point
see
that
each other.
part of the main problem with that strategy is though that you now have the donors are pushing just their ballot initiatives. They just pick what they care about, right? They don't care about all the
Oh
other
no,
stuff.
but now this gives the donors an ability to control the party a little bit more, which isn't a bad thing because you need have no party with no money.
Well, the other thing though, there's, as we've talked about plenty of times in the show though, the other thing though, I think that's going to happen is within the next 2 years. I mean, and the Courageous Colorado says they want it by 2030, is we're going to
Yeah.
have jungle primaries. So there again, the party is kind of
That would
already
make the parties irrelevant again.
then
Even
the
though the
party
Supreme
is
Court had given a lifeline, not that Republicans could figure it out,
right.
but you
So
know,
I
it
think
failed in the 25 or 24 election, where to the shock of everybody, notwithstanding being outspent 10-1 or 50-1, you know, the thing to do, jungle primaries and ranked
Oh, yeah.
choice voting.
My dad.
So
Well, and now
I
they've
don't
got,
know.
again, now you've got everybody. You've got the Democrats up with the Phil Anschutz, the Advance Colorado, all of their Anschutz media industrial complex. And you have people like Doug Friedenash on the Democrat side, the establishment Democrats. Everybody is coming together now behind the concept. And they're not calling, we're calling them jungle primaries.
News bulletin. News
Oh, go ahead,
bulletin.
Jacob.
Check Doug Friedenash's party affiliation.
Oh, what I know, Jacob, you sent me the article by Doug Friedenash, who's a Brownstein guy, former
Yeah.
Hickenlooper staff. What is has he become unaffiliated?
He's become an R.
Oh, he has. Oh, Chuck, you'll have to
My
call
buddy Friedenash is going to R.
That's what I was told.
You were told. You have no citation for that. You're just told.
Confirm that because I'm not
Yeah.
sure. I'm
I'm
sure it's a
calling Doug up this afternoon after we get up. And by the
Oh,
way,
that's what I heard. I heard from a very close relative of his.
Oh,
His
well, it's
mother?
easily checked. It's easily
Mother?
checked and verified. That would be interesting. Although I don't know. I don't see Doug Friedenash voting for Victor Marx.
If I'm right, I get the Glendale Chronicle free.
Okay.
Well, Julie, I already told
More paper. Can I just say,
Jacob that you have to sign over your massive daily your show check over to him because he can't replace the last show.
no, I'm not worried about that. But what I'm saying is, real quickly, Diana DeGette, the guy with the messy hair, the congressman from the with the messy hair from Michigan, and Vindman, what do they all have in, they all lost in their
Right.
primary. What did they all have in common?
What?
Each one wanted to want each one DeGette ran the impeachment on the second time for Trump. The guy with the messy hair introduced articles of impeachment twice, and Vindman was the cause of the first impeachment. And they all lost. And they all lost in their primaries.
Yeah. And they
There's
lost
been
to
big
socialists,
victories
though.
by DSA candidates, and there's been
Right.
big
With no
losses
money.
for both,
Yeah, with
yeah.
no money.
Yeah,
No
oh,
money.
it's pretty. They're all a Trump plant. Trump is
That's
supporting these.
what like I said in that email to you, that's what I think is happening.
Could be. All right. Well, Jacob, thank you. Feel
All right,
free to
bye.
call in it too as we go through. Well, either way, and I think we can move on to some other stuff, but I just think when you look at the combination of the ballot initiatives, where the rich people are spending their money, the looming jungle primaries, I think that there is a massive a sort of I don't know, a change coming. Change isn't even the right word. I think it's just a massive change, though, coming for political parties, particularly the Republican Party in
Well,
Colorado.
I think,
And
as I
it's
said,
not good news.
well, I think that some of it is good news. I think one, the DSA takeover of the Democratic Party is that they don't want to go to jungle primaries. So now you're going to have a whole, before they kind of go, what do we care? But now you got a whole group that is going to say, no, we don't want jungle primaries. You're trying to cheat us. So I think that may be good. And the money going to
Well,
the
you're
party.
right. That is the equivalent of the Republican grassroots, the DSA
Yeah,
folks. I
yeah.
mean, sort of the equivalent there. They don't want that. But you know, again, I think it's coming. I just think there's so much
An
that they're
effort's
doing.
coming. An effort's definitely coming.
Yeah.
When you have what's the idiot I hate that you like?
I don't know.
What's his name? Center left. Very. Never mind.
Okay. Well, but you've
He's.
got all these people aligned on very you know, who are kind of center people aligned to kind of push this. And I think they're doing a much better job with their messaging. You're getting all this stuff out. Rather than calling it jungle primary or open primary or anything like that, they're simply saying, you know, they just kind of keep harping on no, everybody's unaffiliated anyway. Nobody likes the parties. The parties are
Right.
extreme. You know, this is our solution to get candidates, which again is ridiculous. It'll just be candidates elected by the same rich people who are pushing the ballot initiatives.
Right.
So that's the other thing too, right? So you have, I guarantee you, Advance Colorado, it's not that that Phil Anschutz is overwhelmingly concerned about the poor middle class tax rate, right? Phil Anschutz is concerned about tax rates that affect him and his businesses.
Right.
And now the good news is for Republicans there, though, one of the things they've become very good at doing is having some of these other ballot issues, like the do you support hunting and fishing? Do you support, with the last one they had, it was supporting, first responders, things like that. They push these kind of sort of emotional ones,
Pushy button,
right, that people will go vote for. But I mean, if you're going to vote for a first responder, you're going to also vote for, keeping the tax rate capped. So they kind of try to stack it at sort of the best they can do for ballot harvesting. And you're right, it'd be interesting to see how the Democrats respond, because as with the one party state, it is the initiatives, I think, anymore that are motivating people, the average person, to get out there and vote, right? So, I mean, you have 15 out there. I mean, first it's nonsensical, and then you kind of throw in, like every city, every, whatever metropolitan district, every county has its own set of things too. The ballots. So now they're going to say, we're not even going to bother to count them anymore. It's like,
We'll just tell you. We'll
we'll just tell you
put it into Grok, and Grok will come out and know what should be.
a couple other things I wanted to talk about. I think this is really interesting, and I think it happened yesterday. But Dr. Fauci's cohort, David Morans, who they were the ones that were sending all the secret emails, and they were using their own personal accounts, and everything is revealed now, pled guilty. Basically, to trying to a conspiracy to evade having to release documents about the COVID origin. And the reason they were trying to do that is because they didn't want anyone to know that COVID came from the lab that they were funding and they were running. But him pleading guilty, Fauci has a pardon, although several states are now trying to file against him too. And this Morenz pleading guilty, my guess would be he's looking at up to 5 years. You got to wonder if part of the plea bargain would be him agreeing to testify against the other co-conspirators, of which Dr. Fauci was the main guy, right?
I'm sure. Well, I'm sure his cooperation and whatever they want to bring is part of the willing to, give them the one count and recommend, I don't know what they're going to read, ankle monitoring or something.
Right.
It's been more than a little upsetting that Fauci and the whole establishment was able to kill so many people and destroy so many lives and have nobody. And Dr. Mara may be the only person who will end up,
Yeah, well, that'll be some ridiculous thing. Well, and the thing is, when you look, I'll give, and Politico had a little article way down low about him pleading guilty, right? That none of the other, the Denver Post didn't do much with it, ABC News didn't have it, The Hill didn't have it. Nobody really had the report on him pleading guilty, right? And here, I mean, I think the media, liberal media, briefly kind of tried to support Anthony Fauci. That didn't really go anywhere.
No, they still are. I mean, and what was amazing, if you want to see what was when they had the hearing with Rand Paul, that not a single Democratic senator just said, "Really, Dr. Fauci? Yeah, well, you're a beautiful public servant. You're gorgeous, and Julia Roberts loves your butt." And
Right, but now his wife is flipping,
yeah, flipping. That was
the
that. That was a high point for a lot of
paparazzis.
us. Kind of his wife is flipping the bird. All right, we finally got to him a little bit. That's
Well,
great.
exactly. Well, and I mean, I think whatever happens to him, he's going to be tied up in court for and with money, with, Now, I don't know. I'm sure probably crazy Democrats will give him money, but
Oh,
and well, and
sure.
he's got his book deals and stuff like
Chinese
that.
Communist Party, the
But
Wuhan
he does.
Institute will.
I think a guy like Lorenz, there had to have been a certain amount of pressure on him to not plead guilty. And my reading between the lines on that is that he was basically abandoned by everybody, right? And is getting some
Well,
kind of.
Fauci said it himself. Who? I barely know that guy.
And then it turns out they're besties,
He's in a different building, not even my building. How can I conspire with him if we're not in the same building?
I don't even know, somebody else sent those emails. But I think him pleading guilty is probably a sign that he's going to cooperate. Otherwise, why not
Oh, it
just
has
write
to
it
be.
out?
They wouldn't have. No, absolutely, he's going to
I mean,
cooperate.
because of the mood of the country is kind of wacky there, right? I mean, it depends. I mean, and if it was in Washington, D.C., he wouldn't get convicted. They don't convict people of anything there anyway, unless it's Donald Trump.
Well, he's white, though. Maybe.
Well, but still, I think that's my read on it, that he's, that his lawyers are saying that's bad. And again, if you're the prosecutors, you're like, you want him, yes, but you really want is Dr. Fauci. And you have all these state courts that are now going, I think like 15 or some huge number of state, maybe not that many, but we're are now going after Fauci. And at the very least, it's making his life miserable. But as you said, you look at the damage that was done, and you look at the damage the media was complicit in it, and they're just basically ignoring all of it now. It's like, move along, move along, move along.
Yeah, exactly.
So who knows? If there are other co-conspirators there, you got to wonder if they're going to tumble too, and then everybody will testify against Fauci, and he'll be like, but my book money, my book money. Kind of speaking about the media, the other thing you wanted to talk about. So the Denver Post has an editorial. We have found the smoking gun that Trump
Good.
was being mean to Colorado. And what's funny about that is, so the emails and things have been revealed. I guess in a lawsuit, Phil Weiser and other people are Phil Weiser suing Donald Trump for being mean to Colorado, basically. And in court documents filed in that case, it has been revealed, that's their word, revealed, that there were meetings at the White House where they basically talked about using sort of a carrot and stick approach to Colorado. No, I'm sure not just Colorado. I'm sure they talked about using carrot and stick approach to whatever it is they're trying to accomplish,
Yeah,
right?
right.
But if you were to read the Denver Post and Kyle Clark and the Denver media, it's like, oh my God, this is outrageous. It's like these people openly figured out how to be mean to Colorado. Now, this is Phil Weiser, who every time Donald Trump turns around, he's suing him for something, right? These are people who said, we're not going to enforce ICE laws. These are people who went after Trump. They raided Mar-a-Lago, went through Melania Trump's underwear drawers, right? Manufactured evidence, made up investigations. And they're like, and they have, the Denver Post never did anything on any of that, right? It's like,
Right.
no. That didn't even exist, right? But the fact that they had a meeting in the White House, and just for the record, like pork barrels and sort of a carrot and stick approach, like that's never been used in politics before. I mean, what do you make of it?
How will I make of it that the sad Denver Post,
Yeah.
there's one time under Dean Singleton that if they had an article like that, it might attract national attention and they're just writing for themselves.
Right. And the five people who, like their moms or something like that, who use it.
Yeah.
And here Jacob is saying, did you see Moderna's stock today? It doubled. I wonder why.
Why didn't we buy it, Julie? I mean,
I
I
don't know.
never
I was like, do you know,
bought it.
Jacob, do you know why it doubled? Is there some new vaccine coming out? Or they're gonna fight Trump and say everybody has to get a different new, huh. I did not see that. Oh, they found a new cancer therapy. Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
Sure.
no. I think the ones I would buy are in the ones that have those diet drugs. Those are the ones to buy now because that's what's going. But back to the Denver Post. I think it's interesting. I mean, Trump made no issue of it, right? He was pressuring Jared Polis to free Tina Peters. He wanted Colorado, like, oh, by the way, enforce the laws of the land. They're flat out saying they're not going to. And so he's using essentially the power of the purse to convince Colorado that you might want to pay attention to the law. And the Denver Post is, and the fact that they actually discuss it, the Denver Post is like, it's a smoking gun. I mean,
A
it's just
smoking
crazy.
gun for what? What's it? Well,
Well, exactly. A smoking gun to show that politics were being played.
never thought Trump would do that.
Yeah.
Gee. And there's
Because certainly
400
the
grand for
Democrats would
Trump.
never do that.
Well, it's sad.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party, the Republican Party is sad and the stupid party. The Democratic Party, half the party is, going to be partyless. I mean, it's going to be, the Democrat. If you're a Doug Friednash, and that's we are, I am going to see about that one and so forth. That'd be smart because you don't have a party. I mean, when you're electing a 29-year-old Ethiopian-born Democratic socialist as your
Wants to take
congressman.
over all white people's property. It's like,
Yeah. Yeah.
that's not what, I mean, I will give that. The divide in the Republican Party is not that wide, right? It's like the divide in the Republican Party is more sort of degrees, right? You don't have anyone, I mean, in the Democrat Party, you do have people saying, we want to destroy the Constitution. We want the government to take over the means of production. We want completely open borders. I mean, there's not, that's a huge kind of gap. There's not like kind of middle. It's only, you know what I mean? Like there's always middle ground. But if you're an establishment Democrat and you're watching your establishment Democrat friends go down in flames,
Right,
it's got to be kind of concerning.
yeah,
Where
what they'll
do you
do to
think they go?
you, what they'll do to you. I mean, you're next on their list after they polish off whatever pathetic Republicans there are. It's the Mensheviks, it's the rest of the party they're going to put into gulags.
Well, and we've talked about this before, and I wonder because they talk about, you know, you read all these things, and some of like Politico is kind of in its own way a very much an establishment sort of media organization,
Right.
and it does stories about how, you know, they're worried about the messaging and things like that. It's like, well, yeah, we're going to take over the means of production and seize rich white people's property. It's like
We're not sure if the message is
that's not
inclusive enough and
good.
diverse
You wouldn't
enough.
think, but they don't seem to be worried about that. You
No.
know, so you kind of, well, I think so much money is probably coming in from China, places, and
Yeah.
Cuba, places like that,
Cuba
that they're
doesn't have a
like,
lot.
I'm
Excuse
sorry,
me. Cuba doesn't have a lot of money to give, but they do have human raw intelligence, and they're certainly spying on everything.
what? Right. Well, what else? Anything else on your mind you wanted to talk about?
My favorite subject, Jason Arday.
Okay.
Jason Arday, you may remember, is a Cambridge professor who is almost, they were so thrilled. They had this wonderful youngest black professor ever at Cambridge, one of the great universities of the world. The woman who's the head of the department, sociology department, said, we're so lucky to get you because you're tops in your field and blah 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 blah. And then they started to expose him, and eventually it was getting down to nothing he said was true. I mean, his basic story was that he was mute until he was 11, and so the Guardian or one of them went out and all friends and they go, no, he talked. No, of course not. So everything he said was, I mean, just everything was a lie. And so after getting away with it for at least 3 years, if not a decade, he got caught. And so he said, I'm out of here. And so he committed suicide. So the left now is kind of, they lynched him.
Yeah.
The racists and the bigots lynched him. Yeah, we gotta stop the lynchings. No more, I mean,
This total nonsense that, like, if you fall into a certain protected category by the Democrats, you can lie about everything. It doesn't, and you can outrageously lie. I mean, when I started looking into that too, or reading it, it's like, well, wait a minute. It'd be pretty easy to tell whether he really didn't ever talk or read till he was 18. I mean, he had to have gone to school somewhere. He's got parents, right? He's
right.
got relatives. He's got neighbors. So surely one of them, if anyone had thought to do any kind of checking, would have said, no, he talked. And everyone sort of conspired to keep him being this holy thing, right? It's like, and then it became so outrageous. But, and I guess what he ran 100 marathons in 100 days on his treadmill
30
at
marathons in 35 days.
Yeah, or whatever it is, it's just kind of like on his treadmill. I did that too. I mean, it's, and no one is like, well, you know, and why would you even say that for one thing? But so there was this clearly this willful, you know, again, complicit avoidance.
Well, but Cambridge, with the highest of academic standards, one of the top universities in the world, they checked out nothing. They checked out, I mean, there's nothing that wasn't a lie.
Right.
Everything he said was a lie. So you go, well, we checked this, and you didn't check anything. You just said, okay, he looks cute. He's kind of a black guy, looks cute, and he'll we'll all just, fall all over there, how diverse we're getting, and now it's and there's a huge rally in London where thousands came out to protest the media's lynching
Yeah.
of poor Jason Arday.
And again, and that's a longer term that doesn't do any good. Anytime now you say something, it's like lynching. What do they say? It's a figurative lynching, right? It doesn't have to be an actual lynching. It's a figurative lynching, which
Well,
is
that's a
its own way.
lynching. I mean, whatever everybody thinks of a lynching is taking
Hanging.
somebody and hanging them. That's what people
Right.
think of lynching. No, that's that's old-fashioned.
Right.
It's any extrajudicial killing outside of the courts of a miscreant.
Right.
And so you could go, okay, he ended up dying, right? And it wasn't in the courts, and it was for perceived violations, and so yeah, it's a lynching. It's a
It's a
lynching.
lynch. That's great. Here, a couple more notes from Jacob before we go. Trump wanted to cancel the new FBI building, move them into the Reagan building, but an Obama-appointed judge is blocking it. They're blocking everything. It's like you can't build a
That
court.
said, there is no worse building, more tomb-like and breaking down and almost ghoulish than the FBI building. I mean, it's just a Hoover building. It's just like Hoover
Yeah,
himself.
probably FBI would like to move. They're like, no,
Well,
we're
of
ready.
course they'd like to. Well, they had a whole deal going to move to
Yeah.
Maryland. They were going to be their own city in Maryland. And it's going to be FBI headquarters and maybe one or other two agencies. And so all the FBI people are salivating. These huge new offices and out into Maryland and
And
out.
they saw what's his name is doing with the Federal Reserve new building. So they're like, yeah, we could.
We can cost overrun our baby.
Right, right.
But then Trump wouldn't support. They had no money, so they said, okay, why don't we take over the Reagan building, which is I don't know whose building it was. And they said, yay. And a federal judge. Just kind of like, I don't like you moving to the federal, to the Reagan.
It's like if Trump supports it, they just block it, right?
Well,
Trump
no, but
wants to,
even the
well, the
asinine Democratic
ballroom,
judges
they
would kind of
cancel
go, well,
the.
don't you have some reason other than Trump wants to move to the Reagan building? Why they have to stay? They
Yeah.
have to stay, according to you.
That's what they should make him there. Then another little tidbit from Jacob. This is from CNBC, an upscaled buyback operation for longer term debt, sending yields lower. I'm not sure what that, where's that money coming from? It's China, though, no, I don't know. And then he comments, maybe if the tax initiatives pass, the northern half of Colorado will secede. Yeah, they'll go, just go, we're just going to go to Wyoming now. We're just going
I've predicted, and I
Yeah.
mean, movement to, just 1 foot over the line, starting a city. You can buy all the fireworks you'd like there, and there'd be no taxes there because they don't have an income tax, and you wouldn't be eaten by a fox, not a fox, but by a wolf.
A
No, no
wolf.
wolf there to eat you.
You could use natural gas, you could hunt and fish. Yeah.
You can use natural gas. Yeah, you can hunt and fish. The
They're
roads
improving
are nice.
I-25.
They're not all potted up and awful.
We should start, we'll call it Bonnywell Land or something, Bonnywell Town.
They got to
I don't
build some golf courses for Rev and us to go to. But
know.
just build this huge thing right there on the
City
borderline.
right across the border of Wyoming.
It's kind of nice up there. That's not too
Well,
bad.
and then Colorado will secede. No, we won't let them. We'll be like, no, you can't. We're there. All right, Bonnie,
Absolutely.
anything else, or we can wrap it up for today? I got to get Rev. Speaking of Rev, anyway, so
Why are you always picking up Rev? Why can't Rev be like,
he doesn't have his
my
license.
mother never picked me up. Yeah, work it out on your own. You have some of those seniors who are bums, why don't they get a ride home?
Hey, that will do it for us today. We will see you. I think there'll be more of some of the ballot initiatives are kind of filtering out. And the election is getting closer. Starting to get mail from Victor Marx. I got three pieces of mail from Victor Marx today.
Yeah,
So,
getting a lot from Victor. He's sure to
yep,
win.
yep.
And when I get off
This
the
is who
phone, I'm
got
going
money.
over to the Brownstein office, and asking for Doug Freedance to find out if it's true.
It's true, and we'll report that on Monday. In the meantime, that'll do it for us. Bye, everybody. Have a great rest of your week.